The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
The Wage and Hour Division of the U.S. Labor Department is currently holding over $1 million in back wages in Virginia that they say belongs to 2,800 workers throughout the state. Mary Dowdy is the director of operations for the division. She says that money is left behind for a variety of reasons.
They could have not been paid proper overtime by their employer for hours worked over 40 in a week, or they weren't paid the minimum wage for all of the hours that they would have worked.
So the Wage and Hour Division has recently launched a website that allows workers to search by name and location to see if they have some extra cash with their names on it.
It's our priority to collect these back wages and get them into the employees' hands who earn them. And this is one of the new ways that we've launched to try to locate what we call unlocated employees.
Those unlocated employees include harder-to-track transient or seasonal workers. The website, called Wages Owed Workers, or WOW, is available in English and Spanish through the Department of Labor's page. I'm Kelsey Peters.